TuneIn Radio app. Same thing. Boom. There I am. If you ever have a question, go to dipietro.com. And we have everything mapped out right there with all the different options. Well, folks, each Tuesday at this time, we speak. He is the managing editor of Ocean State Current. And he is also part of research, I believe, for Rhode Island Freedom and Prosperity. It's our friend Justin Katz. Good afternoon, Justin.
Good afternoon, John. How's it going?
It's going very well. I want to start off, you had a very good piece that was published in Sunday's Providence Journal. The journal wrote a pro-con version of this whole proposal regarding free tuition, even though that's, to me, it's a little bit of an oxymoron. They chose Deval Patrick, former governor of Massachusetts, to present the pro, and then they selected your piece as far as the con against free tuition, titled Costly New Program Won't Address Rhode Island Woes. Justin Katz, Research Director, Rhode Island Center for Freedom and Prosperity, Managing Editor of Ocean State Current, .net. Take us through about Governor Mundo, where they seem to be trying to claim that the drumbeat's getting louder, this is getting more support, and they're making a very aggressive push, Justin, to try to get this push through this legislative session.
Yeah, it all feels so kind of phony, doesn't it? I mean, on one hand, we keep hearing how first of the kind in the country this would be, and then New York just did a version of this, right? So you've got all these national Democrat figures coming in to tell Rhode Islanders that they ought to have this free tuition. And as I point out in the essay in the Providence Journal, it doesn't seem in any way to really address the problems that we're actually having in Rhode Island. It's possible it would address some problems for Gina Raimondo in a Democrat Party nationally. But in Rhode Island, the issue is kids aren't prepared for school when they graduate from public school, and there are no opportunities here when they graduate from college. That's the real issue here. And subsidizing college tuition, it's going to do all the wrong things. It's going to take pressure off us we won't have to reform public schools because we're subsidizing an extension of public schools in college, basically, by letting kids go for free to learn what they should have learned in high school. And it also has taken money out of our economy that private sector industry could use to create jobs for kids when they get out of college or high school if they don't need to go to college.
Justin, the New York plan also, the New York plan, as I believe you mentioned, it says that then they have to work in the state. What is so ridiculous to me about this whole Raimondo plan is we all know, and one of the biggest complaints are that there are a lack of jobs here. So, and then how do you enforce that if someone then takes a job out of state? Maybe they say that they're in the state and they're unemployed and they're not working. I don't know. But, for New York, and again, as someone who I lived in the New York City area for 9 years, you do have the situation where kids, they grew up in the tri-state area, Long Island, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey. They go to the colleges there, and then many of them venture into Manhattan to get a job. Or there's plenty of jobs, actually, in New Jersey. But we don't have that. And so, it's so troubling, as you say, if I were to map out what are some of our problems with education, it would not be that sophomore year of college kids are dropping out and not finishing. The problem is the K through 12 that they're not prepared to get to college, and or then there's no job waiting for them when they get out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, you would think around sophomore, junior year of college, I think probably those two problems are coming together. You've got the students who are graduating from high school, and maybe the first couple of years of college they skated by with their inadequate secondary school education. And then junior year, you're starting to have to actually prove something, prove you can build on what you've learned. So that's probably coinciding with the looking forward to graduating and seeing that there are no jobs around here. And that would be my assessment. I mean, I haven't done targeted research on this, but that would be my guess as to why students are dropping out around that time. And it's not because they can't afford it. They can always get loans. And if they have prospects for the future, loans aren't a big deal because you have some good prospects to get out and actually make some money. So I think those are the problems. And what really struck me about in New York with Andrew Cuomo, Governor Andrew Cuomo, with this I can sympathize with the need to, or the push to have kids have to stay in the state for a while in order to reap the benefits. I mean, we've been doing this for years with our high spending in Rhode Island. we subsidize education, and then the kids have to go elsewhere. The best of those students have to go elsewhere to find jobs. But what Cuomo said was, and this is a direct quote, he said, if you don't want to stay here, then go to California now and let them pay for your college education. And now the attitude of this is completely separated from students as people, as young adults. I mean, not only, I mean, if you follow Cuomo's words exactly, what he's saying is, not only do you have to know what college you're going to go to out of high school and what major you're going to pursue, but you're going to have to know where you're going to work. So if you graduate high school in New York and you know you're going to go work in California, yeah, go there and they'll pay for your education. But completely separated from this whole vision is the lives that people actually lead.
Right.
And the incentives that we're creating for them.
You know, yesterday we spoke with Dr. Ed Massey, and he even mentioned that in the Providence Journal, your piece, The Con Against the Raimondo Tuition Plan, there's a great letter to the editor, Free Tuition Plan is Unfair, and of course, it's not free. And the writer writes, you know, only Governor Gina Raimondo could think that taking $30 million of taxpayer money to pay for in-state college tuition is actually free. It's not. In fact, it's an insult to every parent's ever worked his or her tail off to send children to college. There's so many different elements to this, Justin. You know what else is remarkable is just the PR push that the Raimondo people are behind this with running the television ads and, you know, approve the plan and support the plan as if somehow this is going to be the big turn. You know, Rhode Island, as we've talked about sometimes, like with the 38th through, they're always looking for the quick fix. There is no magic bullet. There is no quick fix. To me, this is, you're a Hillary supporter, which she was. You have all those Bernie Sanders supporters. How do I reach out and try to get them in my camp, come out with the part of the Bernie Sanders plan, and then try to, you know, there's your big issue where you can be considered a national figure?
Oh, yeah. Well, everything with this governor is self-promotion. If you look at all these blue signs we've got everywhere, I mean, it's nice if the DOT, the Department of Transportation, is going to tell us when there's going to be a project, how far along it is, and when it's going to end and when it's complete. That's kind of nice. But every single sign says Governor Gina Raimondo.
Yes.
So you've got 2 years of notice for a project, that painting a bridge near my house here in Tiverton. It took a month or two, but the signs were there before, and they're still there now, months later. Everything seems to be about promotion, and that's the only explanation I can come up with. Some people have been noting Monique Chartier on our staff at the Rhode Island Center for Freedom and Prosperity has been pointing out, you know, a year ago or 2 years ago, we didn't have money for fixing roads and bridges, and everything was about to fall down, and we needed tolls. And now, oh, you know what, it's $20-30 million for tuition. That's a drop in the bucket.
Yes.
It's hard to know what to believe, especially with this. Push, not only with Raimondo, but with the others who are coming in to support her, and even with our local news media in Rhode Island. It's almost getting to a Soviet level of bizarreness.
It is. Yeah, especially, you know, that front page of the Providence Journal. I'm glad you said that. And again, we're speaking with Justin Katz, managing editor, OceanStateCurrent.com. The Raimondo brand, nation's top Democrat, market Rhode Island governor, as an icon of government's rightful role. Justin, it's as if, you know, this is like, to me, like the emperor has no clothes. I mean, we live here. We're waiting to see the results. It was Gina Raimondo that ran on empty Superman building, do you see cranes in the sky, economic malaise, empty 195 land. None of that has changed. We're not more business friendly. It's now we're supposed to all be caught up in this fact that, well, nationally, she's considered a national figure. So, you people in Rhode Island, are you going to believe me or your lying eyes? I mean, I how much more of this PR effort do we have to suffer through?
Yeah, I liked your tweet, I think, earlier today where you said maybe it was the UHIP failure that drove her poll numbers up.
How is that possible? Yes.
But, yeah, that cover of the Providence Journal on Sunday, it was almost too much to believe. They designed, I gather, there was no attribution to an artist or a campaign or anything. It looks like the Providence Journal staff designed what could be a campaign logo.
Yes.
For her, with her face in the, like I said, almost like a Soviet cartoon with her face across the country with a flag. And, you know, if your newspaper if your design staff is creating logos that a politician could put on her campaign T-shirts, you probably want to reevaluate what you're doing. That whole perspective of she's a national brand and now we've got this poll, her poll numbers are flying high. again, it's how are we supposed to believe any of this? It's just not jibing, and you kind of wonder if this push continues nationally with the support for Governor Raimondo, as if she's like a Democrat leading light in future of the party kind of thing. They may build her up to the point of running for a higher office and then hear crickets, because locally we're just not seeing any results from her activities, and we're just not seeing. It's like every year the employment numbers have this spike. I follow them very closely, and you almost like clockwork, you can watch it. It looks like for months we just have this employment spike, but you can't find it in any other numbers, not in tax revenue or even anecdotally people you know getting work. It just doesn't exist. And then the government revises it all down the next year and says, oh, that never happened. It was just statistical noise. And that's a lot like what this whole national push for Raimondo feels like from here in Rhode Island. Is, okay, I'll buy that she's doing these wonderful things, but where are they?
Yes.
What are the numbers show? And it might be an eye opener for anybody who really puts eggs in her basket.
I think it is with her team and her supporters. Speaking about Governor Raimondo, I think they do view a window of opportunity here. That who is the brand, so to speak, of the Democrat Party? Because it is kind of wide open right now. Is it Elizabeth Warren, who's so far progressive to the left? Is it Chuck Schumer again, who's so far progressive to the left? Or is there a path to victory to kind of get on the national stage? But one thing, Justin, that I think the Raimondo people recognize is none of this happens if she either A, gets defeated in a primary next September, or B, is not reelected governor. And that's why this is already like a full court press of approve the plan, and all this press that we're getting, and it's like they're trying to convince us at just what a tremendous job she's doing. Support the college plan, as AmericaWorksUSA.org has been running. Let me ask you about the Paw Sox Stadium, because, Justin, I find, again, I can't find anyone that thinks, as far as the general public, it's a great idea. It's hard to believe it's 2 years later that they're coming back again, slightly repackaged. Now we're staying in Pawtucket. Now the public's going to get a chance to own it. I don't hear an appetite for it. Attendance is still way down. And everyone that I speak to seems to say the same thing. If this is such a great idea, these guys have the money. Why don't they go out? Why don't they get a loan? And why don't they build their own stadium? Why do we have to be on the hook for it?
Yeah, I just can't get to the idea that this is something wonderful that people won't pay for, and so we need government to step in. I mean, you can get public safety and roads and bridges. Like, these are things that need to be done. Infrastructure helps build up our economic mobility, so you don't have to be able to afford to drive on an expensive toll road that's privately owned, all that kind of stuff. You can get that. But if you take the Paw Sox out of the state, I understand that a lot of people would like them to stay, but what changes in Rhode Island that the government can't let happen? It's just there's just something missing from the whole story, from my perspective. I don't see what it's supposed to add or what it would take away if it went away.
I think it's very interesting. Also, Governor Raimondo met with Larry Lucchino and also Paul Salem, who's no small fish with Providence Equity Partners. He's saying he may get involved. You had Larry Lucchino, who's the head of the Paw Sox, big baseball guy. Again, he's been around the game, very successful businessman. He met with Senate President Dominic Ruggiero. What's been missing, Justin, is there was no meeting with, so far, Speaker Mattiello. To me, if Rhode Island was a united front, these are three Democrats. Why are there set three separate meetings other than there's three separate agendas? I mean, if you were going to go and meet with a company, can you imagine if you said, okay, well, you're going to meet with this one, then you're going to meet with this one, and all three of them have all different types of agendas that they're looking for. To me, it's business as usual, that it's our government leaders kind of like what's in this for me type of attitude.
Yeah, and it's really pointing to something that, I mean, I've been watching Rhode Island politics for a long time now, and recently there seems to be this uptick on this personality-driven, individual agenda-driven reporting and politics. I saw earlier, I forget who it was, one of the journalists tweeted out, spotted at a restaurant, Speaker Mattiello and Senate President Ruggiero. Maybe it's just because Twitter is so immediate, so we get this more of this information, but I didn't used to see this stuff. So it's one of those things where if it's so critical that we know which politician is meeting with which politician and which business owner, if that those are the deciding factors in our state, you know, government isn't supposed to be a soap opera.
Right.
Maybe we've been watching too much House of Cards or whatever that show was.
Yes.
You know, it's just government isn't supposed to be like that.
No.
And at the same time, you know, they're pushing through, Governor Raimondo's pushing through campaign finance reforms that are really just going to make people not run for office because it's just not worth the trouble. But meanwhile, all the news is how they're meeting and having private conversations with each other and with the business owners. The whole thing is just screwy at this point. And it does feel kind of like a reality show. Maybe that's the secret of Trump's success, is we elected a reality show guy and he's actually doing things kind of out there in the open and governing. Here we don't have our reality show people running for office and everything's happening secretly, but it seems like we're just trying to guess what's going on behind closed doors and who's going to vote for who to be kicked off the island and which tens of millions of dollars project is going to be the essential policy for Rhode Islanders to pay for. It's really getting to the point of being disturbing, and I hope people start to wake up to it within the next year and a half before we have to try to elect some more people.
I agree, Justin, and it's also interesting to me is because, you know, much like with Bill Clinton running for president, you know, the whole slogan the first time around, it's the economy, stupid. You know, we still are considered business unfriendly. As you mentioned in your piece in the Journal, the thing that's gotten the most headlines about the state are these episodes of Crime Town. And we're not seeing legislation to make us more business friendly, make us more attractive. Instead, what do they have? Free tuition, baseball stadiums, the progressives and all this other stuff. They're not getting at the root cause. I also want to ask you about your take. I think it's very clever what Mike Stenhouse, Freedom and Prosperity, has come out with this ad. And it really hits close to home, the whole business of, hey, dude, and legalizing pot. As if somehow that's going to attract and make our state and potential employees more attractive to companies.
Yeah, well, when you sit back and look at all of the policy proposals and to stipulate, a lot of the progressive stuff that's really going to hurt businesses tends to die in the legislature. But when you look at the stuff that's promoted and the legislation that's put forward, and I read most bills every year, and it's one of the most depressing things I do every year. If you try to think of who the poster child for all these policies is, you want it to be the young up and comer who builds a family and contributes to their community and starts a business and hires people and gets things moving. But it's really not. It's the people who government can offer services to say, you need to vote for me because I'm going to make sure that when you can smoke pot and then you get automatic sick days
yep.
from work and a minimum wage that's well beyond the value of the work that you're actually doing. We at the center definitely don't want to criticize people. We see them more as the victims of the government, which is almost like a drug pusher at this point. But you can't be targeting that when you can make a cartoon character, essentially whose whole shtick is that she's getting high and can take time off and still gets paid. And as that part of the ad ends, she says, "What a great state." You don't want that. You want the people who are coming here and look, all this business I can drum up and I'm succeeding. That's
yes.
what makes it a great state.
Yep.
And so I think you'll, at this point, to some extent, that ad was an expression of frustration. Like, what are we, as Mike Stenhouse says, when there might be children around, what the HE double hockey sticks are we doing? Because that's where all these policies point. And even the ones that are supposedly good, say reducing the minimum corporate income tax by $50 per year, it's all a joke. It's all a political show. And we're taking steps that are counterproductive. And it really, at this point, people have to start pushing back on this and saying, no, we actually want serious governance that looks at us and takes us seriously. Like I said with the tuition thing, it's not looking at people and how they actually live and what they actually need.
No.
It's looking at them as essentially products. That's what I've been calling it, Rhode Island
yes.
And the government plantations, because they're essentially creating a crop of people they can hit up for votes on one hand and
yep.
taxes on the other.
That's right.
And that's not the model for a healthy state. No matter how many flashy headlines you can put up about your governor, that's not the model for a healthy state.
Well, it's interesting. And again, folks, we're speaking with Justin Katz, managing editor of OceanStateCurrent.com. You know, it's interesting, Justin, because to me, if you want to look at a governor who is getting it right, who is nailing it, you know, blocking and tackling, whatever you want to say, that governor is in New England, and it's the most popular governor in the country, and that's Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, who is not running around doing interviews with the Washington Post, the New York Times, and trying to have fundraising events in Silicon Valley and Chicago and throw his name out as a national ticket. And he has the highest approval rating with 75%. And this Raimondo thing, I just don't understand how you jump up the way she has when the past fall has been anything than less flattering. I mean, she supported Hillary Clinton, who lost. She wasn't visible during the election season because she was out of state raising money campaigning. The UHIP thing has been a disaster. Situation certainly has not turned around, and suddenly they're touting, you know, she jumped up 12 points in this approval rating. I just don't understand it.
Well, I thought it was telling in that article. I mean, you get the headline, approval jumps up, but then if you read down 12, 13 paragraphs into the story where nobody reads to, they quote Jennifer Duffy of the Cook Report, political report, not partisan at all, this is a straight news person, calling this poll garbage.
Yeah.
Because of the methodology. And if you look at the margin for error of September to this one, they're so big that essentially yeah. there could be no movement at all in her
right.
poll numbers, but it seems like there is. So I'm very wary of this particular poll.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good fundraising letter, though. That's for sure.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And of course, immediately after the Cook Report calling it a garbage poll, you've got Michael Rea, the spokesman for Raimondo, bringing up these garbage unemployment numbers that we all know are false. And, this phony show, not for our benefit, clearly. Hopefully we can start to get more politicians who actually do the work, like Mr. Baker seems to be in Massachusetts.
I'll leave you with one last thing. It was the end of this Raimondo brand article that was in Sunday's Providence Journal. She's asked, is Raimondo a presidential prospect? Asked last week about the references of the New York Times. The governor just laughed. She says there's only 16 Democrat governors in America. There are only two female governors. I think I'm one of the youngest governors. And then she says, it's not even remotely on my mind. And here's the quote. Nope. The only thing I think about is running for re-election. Well, there it is, Justin. It's not getting people back to work. It's not improving the infrastructure. And that's her own quote. To me, that should have been the headline in the Providence Journal. Governor Raimondo, the only thing I think about is running for re-election. Folks, you can read him. He is the managing editor of OceanStateCurrent.com. He joins us every Tuesday at this time. It's Justin Katz. Hey, Justin, great as always. Great piece in Sunday's Providence Journal, and we'll talk to you again.
Thanks, John. Talk to you next week.
All right. Folks, there he is. It's John DePietro. Good afternoon on this sunny Tuesday. We'll come back. We'll take your phone calls, 846-1028, 846-1028. The only thing I think about is re-election. Quote, Governor Queen Atolmundo. 846-1028. You can also email me, john@depietro.com. Hey, folks, if you're buying a new home and this type of weather makes people thinking, hey, maybe I'll move, maybe I'll get a bigger home, this is the season. If you're buying a new home or you're refinancing, you want to talk to my friend Steve Tetzner at Homestar Mortgage. Listen, you deserve the best. Steve Tetzner is the top mortgage professional in the state. Homestar Mortgage, named Lender of the Year by Rhode Island Housing. And Steve has originated over $1 billion in mortgages during his 20 years at Homestar. Offices in Providence and Wakefield. Homestar Mortgage, one of Rhode Island's largest independent mortgage lenders. Whether you're looking for a mortgage with no money down, an FHA, VA, or jumbo loan, Steve Tetzner is available 7 days a week to guide you through the loan process. Homestar Mortgage even offers 100% financing with no income limits. Homestar specializes in renovation loans that allows you to buy a home, finance the improvements. Call Steve Tetzner at Homestar Mortgage directly on his cell phone, 447-4367, 447-4367. Steve, call him again, Steve Tetzner, Homestar Mortgage, 447-4367. You want the top mortgage professional working for you. You want my friend, Steve Tetzner. It's John DePietro. It is the John DePietro program. We'll come back. We'll take more of your phone calls. We will touch on, again, this whole fiasco with United Airlines. We'll talk about that. We will talk about the governor approval rating poll. I don't understand it. Governor Queen of Raimondo says half of the state thinks she's doing a great job. Who are these people? Maybe it's you. We'll come back and take your phone calls. 846-1028.
The chain that made snagging that new pair of bargain shoes a snap has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Payless has become the latest brick-and-mortar retailer to succumb to the pressures of online shopping. The Topeka, Kansas-based retailer announced it's immediately closing nearly 400 stores as part of a reorganization effort. The chain, which was founded in 1956, has over 4,400 stores in more than 30 countries.
From ABC News, Tech Trends. Virtual reality becoming a big business. At a VR conference in San Francisco, there seemed to be one common theme.
We've been growing like crazy.
We've doubled in the past year.
Looking for content developers.
I think everyone here is actively hiring.
Virtual reality may be a relatively new field, but Silicon Valley VR founder Carl Krantz says there's plenty of work to do.
Entire worlds to build, and really an unlimited number of worlds to build. All that content needs to be created by people.
Technology author Robert Scott says VR will soon find its way into everyday devices.
Apple's coming out with an iPhone that does VR and augmented reality, and that's going to change everything.
And Jeffrey Beavers of OptiTrack says his company is transforming old warehouses and movie theaters into full-sized virtual reality experiences.
Kicking a little life back into them by creating new jobs around them, new industries within them.
Over 100 VR companies were represented at the conference. With Tech Trends, I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
West Fountain Auto Body, you know, it can happen at any time. Isn't it amazing? It can happen at any time. Folks, you're going along. You're minding your own business. And all of a sudden, boom, you're in an accident. Now what do? Call West Fountain Auto Body today, 272-3340. West Fountain Auto Body, 272-3340. They're your first phone call. Not your second phone call, not your third. You call Kenny, you call Patricia at West Fountain. No one is more knowledgeable. Nobody is more knowledgeable. And they're going to work for you, not the insurance company. West Fountain Auto Body, 272-3340. Now, they're located 400 West Fountain Street in Providence. They're right behind the Providence Public Safety Complex, which is the police station. They are the best. And I mean the best. There's an art to it. They're very talented. So whether it's a small dent or a nearly totaled vehicle, call West Fountain Auto Body first. Tow truck pulls up, you're in an accident, West Fountain Auto Body. That's all you have to say. Just remember four words, West Fountain Auto Body. West Fountain Auto Body. Everybody, from West Toledo to Woonsocket, West Fountain Auto Body. Call them 272-3340.
He tells it like it is. He's John DePietro on 1540 WADK.
And we're back on this sunny Tuesday. Good afternoon, one and all. It is Juan. This is John DePietro, your independent man. Afternoons now. We are going to make it great again. Listen, when you're in the car, especially those of you live, I don't know, Cranston, Warwick, Providence, I see you sometimes in traffic sitting there on Route 4. Put me on in the afternoon. Don't doze off, go off the road, end up at West Fountain Auto Body. You don't have to. You have Indy in the afternoon. AM 1540, and it's WADK. There's no reason to have to listen to me. Who wants to be lectured to? Nobody does. All right, we'll take your phone calls. 846-1028. You know, I don't understand this Raimondo poll. I don't know what to make of it other than the story about it, whereas you just heard Justin Katz say that Jennifer Duffy says that it's absolutely a garbage poll. But the Raimondo people, boy, you would never know that. They are touting that like it is the biggest thing in the world, that somehow that she has jumped up and has a 48% approval rating. I don't get it. I don't get it in any way. Based on what? Maybe part of the advantage, Raimondo job approval in the upswing. Is it screwing up the computer situation?
I want the people of Rhode Island to know we're going to keep them safe.
Is that what it is?
And we are a welcoming, tolerant state.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it is the empty 195 land. Maybe, who knows? Maybe people like that. But she's very happy about our job approval rating.
Thank you, Rhode Island!
Yes.
Thank you, Rhode Island!
All right, enough. I heard you the first time. Channel 12 with the story. Democrat Governor Gina Raimondi's approval rating on the upswing as she looks ahead to her 2018 reelection race. The survey, 473 registered voters. Website, Morning Consult, 48% approve of the job Raimondi is doing. 45% disapprove. Which category would you put yourself in? Would you say that you're in the 48% you approve of the job she's doing, or the 45% that disapprove of the job that she's doing?
It does seem like it was sloppier than it should have been.
No question about it. However, the poll shows Raimondo is currently the 13th most unpopular governor in the country, to say the very least. Meanwhile, it sounds like everybody got high approval ratings with this fake poll. But Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker remains the most popular governor in the country, approval rating of 75%. 75% for Charlie Baker. And he's not having the New York Times doing puff pieces on him. He's not saying free college tuition. He's getting it done. Now, also in Massachusetts, Pocahontas, the fraud, U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, the fake Indian, 56% approval rating. U.S. Democrat Senator Ed Markey, 55% approval rating. How about Seldom Whitehouse? Senator Whitehouse saw an increase in his approval rating coming in at 59%.
I take time every week to speak a little bit about climate change.
The Democrat Governors Association said it spent $175,000 so far TV digital ads talking up Raimondo's proposal to offer 2 years of free tuition at in-state colleges. And Bill Lynch is running political defense for her. Folks, this is it. The full court press is on. She is vulnerable. She could be knocked out. She can be defeated. They're trying to raise money at a record rate. That's all they care about. Even her own words, the governor said. Governor Raimondo said the only thing that she is focused on right now, according to Governor Raimondo, is reelection. And it shows. It certainly isn't you. It's not your family. But when you look at the list, and you know what's comical about this list, by the way, this poll that came out, is all the top office holders are Republicans. Governor Raimondo, 48% approval rating, an uptick of since 38% back in September. I think it is closer to that. I don't believe it. There's no way. What has been done? What would account for Governor Raimondi having a big approval rating? I mean, who listing right now? It's 2:39 on this sunny Tuesday. All right, in no particular order, let's name some of the accomplishments we've seen. Let's see. There was, a change with the state police. I don't think that matters. There is the promise of free in-state tuition. People are not in favor of that. I was speaking with someone this morning that said, boy, I would love to see Governor Raimondo try to give this presentation about the free college tuition. Have her give that in the suburbs. Notice she keeps giving it in the inner city, and those kids jump up and down. And those kids don't even realize they're not going to URI. They would then just plug them into Rhode Island College. That's what that's all about. So they're not going to URI. They make them think they're going to URI. But what about Bryant? What about Bryant? What about Salve? What about Roger Williams? What about Johnson of Wales? How is this fair? How are they supposed to compete with this? When we had Professor Dr. Mazie on yesterday, he was saying, the colleges don't, URI, they don't have the infrastructure for this. What, are they going to hire extra? It's not, what do you mean 20, 30 million? It'd be a hell of a lot more than that. Governor, but boy, they are touting this. Raimondo's approval rating surges in latest poll, says the Providence Journal. Shot up by 10 points. Based on what? What has been the accomplishment? The UHIP botched rollout? The fact that she was on board with Hillary? The problems with DCYF? Let me find the quote. Governor Raimondo, Mike Rea, spokesman, is saying, Jennifer Duffy, senior editor for the Political Report in Washington. I have nothing to say about a poll that was in the field for 3 months and likely as a sample of under 400. This stuff is garbage. What does Mike Rea say? Well, Governor Raimondo is laser focused on creating jobs. It's fake. She is not at 50% approval rating. I like Brandon Bell, UHIP, Cooler and Warmer, Coolada, DCYF. It is one failure after another, one broken promise after another. The two most popular governors are Republicans in traditional blue states, Charlie Baker of Massachusetts and Larry Hogan of Maryland. Both governors have shown bipartisan deal-making. Maryland, 73% approval rating. Baker, 75% approval rating in Massachusetts. Governor Raimondo won't meet with Republican Patricia Morgan. Pathetic. There's no way. I am not buying into this delusion surging. She's going to be the next president. Based on what? With Brett Smiley? What was his plan when it was snowing? If you live in the city, you should go hang out with friends in the suburbs. Yeah, that is a great idea. Gee, I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, because that's always a popular phone call to make. It's snowing. We live in Providence. Our roads are impassable. Would you mind if we come and live with you for a while? Yeah, no problem at all. Stay as long as you want.
Thank you, Rhode Island!
What a delusional fraud. I refuse. It's the emperor has no clothes. 50% of us think she's doing a great job. Who? Where? Based on what? Let her give that proposal in the suburbs. People shoot it down. Big time. 846-1028. You just finished paying for your child to go to college. You want to pay for what? Other kids? Free tuition? There's no such thing. Oxymoron. There is no such thing as free tuition. Joe is calling from Tiverton. He's on the John DePietro Show. Good afternoon, Joe.
Hey, good afternoon, John.
Hi there, Joe.
I just came in off my boat, and, you know, if it wasn't for the water around here, I probably would have blown out of this state years ago. But I love it here, so I just endure. You know, the two schools that really produce jobs for kids that stay in this state are New England Tech and Johnson & Wales.
That's right.
The culinary and then all their
hospitality.
They're good-paying jobs once they get out, and they don't have a problem finding them.
No doubt. No doubt.
No talk about that in the free college, I guess. It's
all a scam. That's all it is, Joe. I mean, as sad as it is, but that is, she doesn't care. I mean, Joe, what if you had an employee and pick a job and you said, here are our top three priorities, and then they say, boom, we're going to go with just something that is not even on the radar. That's not what our problem is. Our problem is not people dropping out of schools because they can't afford it. This is a fundraising gimmick that she's using. Joe, I'm going to put it to you very clearly, and I don't know why the rest of the media doesn't pick up on this. Raimondo was with Hillary, right? Hillary got beat in Rhode Island by Bernie Sanders. That is a fact. She does see the popularity of an Elizabeth Warren. So what Raimondo is doing is coming up with a Bernie Sanders proposal, because that was his proposal, free college tuition, and she's using it as a gimmick to try to get fundraising money from Bernie Sanders supporters. Period, Joe. That's it. End of story.
You know,
that's all it is.
Hillary,
it's
though.
A gimmick.
Hillary outspent Trump, 2-1?
She did.
And lost.
Yes.
And all the polls were for her, saying that she was going to win.
That's right.
Which drove the Republicans to the polls.
Yep.
And drove saying, no!
Yes. But people, thank you for the call. People, that's what this is. It's all about fundraising. 846-1028. 50% of us think Raimondo's doing a good job. Who are these people? Who exactly are the people that think that Queena is doing a good job? It's like they want everyone to ignore what we know is going on and just pay attention to the national press.
Well, to do the alligator dot for him.
The alligator dot.
He makes more sense. Armando's in Warwick on the John DePietro Show. Good afternoon, Armando.
Good afternoon, John.
Hi there, Armando.
John, you know, this whole Raimondi governorship, her whole term has been nothing but a disaster.
Yes.
Not only has, and I never thought I'd say this, but she actually makes Governor Gump look competent.
No, wait a minute. I don't know that, I'll give you this. He was never seeking national headlines, and she is just a nonstop fundraising machine.
She's doing a great job on improving his image, and believe me, I was not a fan of Governor Gump.
Yeah.
And anyone that she's been loyal to, and I tell people all the time, do not trust this woman.
No.
Because anybody that she's been loyal to, she's turned around and stabbed in the back.
That's right. Tell me about it.
One of the major unions in this in the state, the Teamsters, supported her, and what does she go and do? If that's not the biggest slap to their face as truckers, to that industry, I mean, this is, I feel like as a citizen in this state, with our fearless leader, Quina, it feels like that you're in a house, and the house is burning, and she's taking the garden hose and watering the plants instead of watering the walls.
That's right. I like that, Armando. Armando, this is the ultimate, the emperor has no clothes. We're these headlines, the Rhode Island miracle. She's turned the state around in just 2 years. The problem is we have to live here, and it's not true.
The only thing with the media, and I don't include you in this, John.
Thank you.
I consider you probably the only real media we have. But the only thing with the media is, according to them, we'd be saying President Clinton again, and thank God that's not. Thank God that's not what we have President Trump.
That's a very good point. And I'll bring also, Armando, by request, you know, you said it. People are saying, Chafee, come back.
You can have your holiday tree.
Yep. Thank you, Armando.
Like what these out-of-town kids are up to.
Chafee, come back. That's how bad it is. Hold on, let me get it.
Like all we got, the blind leading the blind.
Take it, Billy.
Chafee, come back.
Oh, that's how bad it is.
Any kind of fool could see we were wrong, and we're much worse off without you. Chafee, come back.
Earlier, I said, let's
you can
fold.
Have your holiday.
Here's a bold embrace of internationalism. Let's join the rest of the world and go metric.
Well, let's not pretend we did. Folks, good afternoon. It's John DePietro on this sunny Tuesday, 846-1028, 846-1028. Over the weekend, I'm driving around my neighborhood. People are doing some spring cleaning, and I saw it right there for myself, a big dumpster in my neighbor Dave's driveway. And what did it say on it? Four letters, MEGA. Is it Make America Great Again? No, it's Mega Disposal. It's MAGA is Make America Great Again. Mega Disposal is a local family-owned operating trash recycling collection company, and they have dumpster service that you could have in your driveway or your business. Come on, do some spring cleaning. Call Mega Disposal today, 866- 420-MEGA, 866-420-6342. You see their trucks and staff collecting household trash, recycling items, curbside, many local communities, whether it's Barrington or West Warwick or East Greenwich, North Providence, Pawtucket. Mega has dumpster service for small household construction projects or garage or basement cleanouts. Or if you're a small business, call Mega for all your trash and recycling collection services. They're the experts. Call Bill, call Matt, call the team. Team Mega, 866-420-MEGA, 866-420-6342. Whether it be single week or a month, they'll work out delivery and then remove it. And they have smaller containers for local businesses or shops that can be emptied on a weekly, every other week, or monthly basis. If you own a small business, or like my neighbor Dave, there he's got the dumpster right in the driveway, right there. Gladly throwing stuff out. Get that junk out of the garage. Get that junk out of the basement or the attic, what have you, or estate cleanouts. Call Mega Disposal today. 866-420-MEGA, 866-420-6342.
The following is a summary of the general contest rules for 3G broadcasting. For contests, entry requirements will be announced on air. Winners will be determined in accordance with the criteria set forth in the on-air announcement. 3G broadcasting is not responsible for unusable entries. Station is not responsible for entries not received due to technical difficulties. Station is not responsible for any lost, disconnected, dropped, misdirected, or incomplete telephone calls. Entrants may be disqualified at the sole discretion of the station. Each contest is open to all station listeners who are legal United States citizens 18 years of age or older and who reside in the station listening area. The station shall have the right to change these eligibility requirements based on the individual contest in question. Listeners are eligible to win a contest only once every 30 days. Only one winner per household is permitted in any contest. Participants in the contest must possess valid government-issued photo identification and sign a liability release as a condition of receiving any prize. Winner must meet all eligibility requirements. Prizes will be announced within the specific contest's on-air announcement. Contest prizes are non-transferable. Winners will receive a 1099 IRS tax form if the total of all prizes won for a current year equal more than $600 in value. Prizes are limited solely to those items explicitly set forth herein and shall not include any or all other expenses, incidentals, or taxes that may arise out of the winner's receipt of this prize. Decisions of station management with respect to the contest are final. Odds of winning vary per contest. Payment of all federal, state, and local taxes are the sole responsibility of the winner. Winners will be required to sign an IRS Form W-9 or the equivalent. Failure or refusal to execute the release will result in the winner forfeiting the prize. Photo identification and social security number of the grand prize winner may also be required in order to collect the prize. For internet contests, the station in its sole discretion reserves the right to disqualify any person tampering with the entry process. The station reserves the right in its sole discretion to modify the contest rules and dates at any time for any reason. No purchase is necessary. The contest is void where prohibited. Copies of the written contest rules and a list of all winners are available during regular business hours at the main studio of the radio station, 15 Dr. Marcus Wheatland Boulevard, Newport, Rhode Island, 02840.
Folks, Sam's Inn, everybody is talking about Sam's Inn, and good reason. Great food, great prices. It's Sam's Inn. Stop in and see my friend Sam Corey, Kimberly, the whole crew at Sam's Inn, located 2227 West Shore Road in Warwick. You can call them at 737-6073. They have entertainment in the lounge. They also, Sam's daily lunch special, $6.95. I don't know how he does it. $6.95. They also have the free salad bar with any entree at Sam's Inn. Do you enjoy delicious food? How about Sunday family-style chicken? They also have the surf and turf, Sam's specials. Plus, they have the children's menu, draft beers, wingdings, delicious desserts. Sam's Inn. Now, keep in mind, still Holy Week. So, fried filet of haddock, baked scrod, fish and chips, broiled sea scallops, fried clams. The apostles would love Sam's Inn. The Last Supper, who knows? He's got that back room, the private room. That could have been held at Sam's Inn. They have delicious burgers. They have all kinds of steak and also Italian food. You're going to love Sam's Inn. That's right. Don't forget, Friday, a lot of people go completely just fish all week because it's Holy Week, but especially this Friday. It's Sam's Inn, fried clams. The linguine with clam sauce is delicious, broiled swordfish. Sam's Inn. Call them 737-6073. Located 2227 West Shore Road in Warwick. I'll see you. Always a great meal is waiting for you at Sam's Inn.
Take this toll and shove it. You ain't fooling us no more. It ain't nothing but a big boondoggle you're blaming those truckers for.
Billy Mitchell.
Just fix them bridges some other way before you make this whole state poor.
This goes out to you, Queena.
Take this toll and shove it. We've seen it all before.
Thank you, Rhode
Island. Well, truckers been driving through this state paying taxes for years and years.
It's true.
So if their goal is to avoid the toll, they will just steer clear.
Good point, Billy.
Like 38 Studios, this half-baked plan is headed for a fall.
Let's hope so.
And when it don't work out, there ain't no doubt they're gonna just toll us all.
That's right.
So take this toll and shove it.
Thank you.
You got your facts all wrong before. You're so scared to let us vote on the thing, you sneak a bill out on the floor. Just fix them bridges some other way before you make this whole state poor. Take this toll and shove it. We won't take it anymore.
That's right.
Take this toll and shove it.
Tell him, Billy.
We'd like to show you all the door.
The late Billy Mitchell. Right here on the John DePietro Show, and I'm so glad to hear my friend Representative Patricia Morgan, Mike Collins, the forces are still... Who said it was over? Who said it was over? Folks, this is another sham. I'll tell you, Aquina, it is one fraud after another. We're broke, so we need tolls on the road. We need to do all these projects. We need to put signs with my name all over the state. That's free advertising. Now she wants free tuition. Now she wants you to pay for a baseball stadium that they can afford. How much longer does this go on? And now she's trying to say she's going to be the next president to beat Donald Trump in 2020.
And it does seem like it was sloppier than it should have been.
Queen of fraud. Now, next hour, we'll take more of your phone calls on this. And also, we'll get back to, boy, it is the story of the nation. The treatment of that man dragged off the United flight. I think it's wrong, and it's John DePietro, and we'll talk about it. You can call in. First-time callers, welcome, 846-1028. Folks, you have frauds, and then you have the real deal. I'll tell you who's the real deal. K&R Auto Salvage. Damn right. 353-9200. Large facility offering used car parts. K&R will also buy junk cars, auto wrecks. Family business, close to 30 years serving their customers. K&R, wholesale used auto parts, guaranteed quality. They will pay you cash for your junk car. Foreign American auto truck parts, K&R, they offer 80% off retail prices with access to nationwide inventory. Call them for all major car truck parts. K&R, they'll pay the highest price for your junk car. You can rely on K&R Auto Salvage. Call them today, 353-9200. 353-9200. Your choice for wholesale used auto parts. Located 950 Smithfield Road in North Providence, right off of Mineral Spring. Just follow Smithfield Road. Boom, there they are, K&R. K&R Auto Salvage. Go with the leader. Go with the best. 80% off retail prices. Plus, access to nationwide inventory. You can rely on K&R Auto Salvage. Call them today, 353-9200, 353-9200. So next hour, if you want to jump on the line, I think it's outrageous what they did, dragging this man off the flight. This whole business that he was belligerent and rude. The United Airlines, do you have a story for us? Hardly the friendly skies, not exactly, or whatever they call themselves. But I think they were totally in the wrong. They're taking a big hit. We're going to have more of this. You're going to hear it coming up in the 3 o'clock news. And then we'll take your phone calls, 846-1028, dragged off. New York makes college tuition free, but there's a catch. Isn't there always a catch? I love the new ad by Mike Stenhouse, Rhode Island Freedom and Prosperity, and also Center for Freedom and Prosperity. It's also a good story in the Providence Journal. About Lyme disease and ticks, and we'll touch on that as well. But when we come back, these fake Raimondo poll numbers, plus the whole situation with United Airlines. It's John DePietro on this Tuesday, 846-1028, coming back.